Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Donnie Football in here. Going to bat for Better Call Saul. Penultimate episode was last night. Donnie, once in a while, branches out beyond football. And he's loving where the show is right now. The last episode is next week. Trying to think in terms of the timing of everything. So this is before Breaking Bad, right? This is the prequel to Breaking Bad, basically, this show.
Yeah, and then it eventually crosses into and beyond the Breaking Bad timeline.
Okay, so they're
as well.
Now way past Breaking Bad.
Do you
wrapping
expect
up the show.
Yeah, do you expect in the series finale that someone does indeed decide to call Saul?
Oh, plenty have called Saul.
Okay, so it's not
Saul
like
has gotten plenty of calls.
It's not
in
a question
career.
Of people making the decision whether to call Saul or not. Finally,
Amanda and I started watching Better Call Saul off a recommendation from a friend like maybe 5 or 6 years ago and didn't realize that it was a spinoff of Breaking Bad. It actually watched like 2 seasons of Better Call Saul before we watched any Breaking Bad. So then we went and watched all of Breaking Bad and I just never got back into Saul.
I watched 1 season of Breaking Bad and then stopped, even though I liked it. Never came back to it. Tragedy.
Because your family.
No, this was a while ago. I just never jumped back into it for whatever reason. Which one did you like better? The first couple Saul seasons or then Breaking Bad?
Well, I stayed through to the end of Breaking Bad and never got back to Saul. So there's your answer.
But
Breaking Bad.
Couldn't you say that you could rate the first 2 seasons of each?
I think if I was so gung-ho and so excited to get back to Saul, I would have done it by now.
True. Donnie, have you watched both shows?
Yes.
Which one do you like better?
Breaking Bad is the better show, but Better Call Saul
is it like
to be remembered as one of the best spinoffs, I think.
Ever?
Yeah.
Is better than
comedy?
Frasier getting spun off of Cheers?
Well, I don't know if it'll be. I didn't watch Frasier. I've seen Cheers all the way through, but Frasier's another very long commitment.
Wait, wasn't there another show that got spun off of Cheers besides Frasier?
Yes.
I can't think of what it is now.
I think they had an idea to do one with Norm, and then they're like, okay, all this guy literally does is sit at a bar all day. Like, that's going to get old.
I would have wanted to follow Norm's adventure. Didn't they try to spin one off with, like, Lilith or whatever her name was?
Well, so that was Frasier's wife.
But then, like, I thought she was supposed to have her own spinoff.
Yeah, it was called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Is that Kaley Cuoco in that one? Or is that Jenna Elfman?
Did you guys see that there's the Game of Thrones prequel starting up again in 2 weeks?
Oh, see ya. I'm done.
What?
This is a throwback to Craig's time behind the glass when
you guys
started talking Game of Thrones.
You guys,
old Mulsey's brain just shut
No, you guys
right
know
down.
What happened to me. The last season, Craig and I got into bitter fights about this. The last season was so bad, was such a waste of time, was such a terrible way to end a show that it ruined the entire show experience for me, and I have sworn off anything Game of Thrones related. I won't watch this new one.
I respect your take on that more than what Craig did, which was just keep eating the slop they were feeding him.
Because he felt out of loyalty that he needed to stand by the show because the entire body of work was good.
You can stand by part of it if you want to, but I felt the same way about Dexter, which was probably the most entertaining show I had watched in 4 seasons.
Dexter came back. Did you watch any of the
new
ones?
No, because I was so pissed about the absolute chicken bleep way that they ended the last season.
Good for you.
that even though I heard people I trusted whose opinion redeemed the way the first show ended, the first run ended, I don't want to go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm. That's like when they had to make Rocky Balboa after Rocky V because Stallone was so mad about Rocky V, which I still don't get. You had Tommy Morrison in there.
It sucks.
You had George Washington Duke. You had Union Kane. You had Balboa's kid trying to get in the mix.
You know, that franchise has low-key spawned a ton of movies. I've still never seen Creed or Creed 2, despite,
me
again,
neither, but all the reviews.
Gentile is one of my movie go-to people, and he says both of them are excellent. And then they spun off one about Drago.
No, he's pissed about that, I read, Stallone. Stallone has not given that movie his seal of approval. He didn't write any of it.
Well,
he didn't produce any of it.
How many of these do we need?
He wants nothing to do with the Drago spinoff. So I have to be loyal to Stallone on this. As a fellow Italian American, I don't think I'm going to watch Drago.
I'm fine with that.
I draw the line there.
Creed and Creed 2, I'm going to eventually watch, but like, how many.
Want to get together and watch it together?
How many characters from that movie franchise do we need spinoffs about? I think one is enough. Yes, I will get together and we can watch them.
I think they should do a Rocky spinoff of just Paulie's life.
Well, how about when Paulie got fired, got laid off by Shamrock?
You know anybody that could star in that one?
What happened then? I mean, what happened to Paulie after Shamrock meatpacking let him go?
He basically just complained to Rocky that he owes him because he's a friend, and he let him date his sister.
He let him.
His sister.
He let him, as if Rocky would have been like, oh, what are you going to do, beat me up? And Paulie just starts throwing hands.
Well, he does try to beat him up at the beginning of 3, and he kind of gets Rocky winded for a sec.
I've memory hold the beginning of 3.
Well, Rocky got too big for his britches.
Oh,
that
I know.
Was his issue.
Thunderlips beat him up.
The beginning of 3 is whenever Rocky is in every single commercial.
No, I know
the
basic
sun.
Premise, but I can't think of the scene where Paulie gets him winded.
Well, he has to bail him out of jail because Paulie, being a fat drunk, he's like just walking down the street. He goes into some random arcade where there's a Rocky pinball machine, and he fires a bottle of Jim Beam at it. And the next thing you see is Paulie asleep behind bars.
Did Paulie, the actor, do anything besides Paulie in the Rocky series?
I think he was known to be a pretty good actor who, like,
really?
Got a little bit typecast by that, I
thought.
Yeah,
Burt Young.
Yeah, Burt Young did a ton of stuff, actually.
Really?
He was in one episode of The Sopranos, I know that.
Yeah, I remember that. How about Adrian? Did she do any other work?
She was in The Godfather.
Dude, Burt Young
that was before.
I'm glad my brain clicked on the Paulie thing. Here's just a quick list of some of the movies he's been in.
Yeah, give me some Paulies.
Chinatown?
Okay.
That's an all-time classic.
Never seen it.
Mickey Blue Eyes was a movie in the late 90s that got unbelievable
reviews.
Is
Brad Pitt in that?
I believe it.
No?
No, Hugh Grant is in Mickey Blue Eyes. That's right.
I remember. Okay.
He was in
aren't great movies, though. These are okay movies.
Well, he was in Convoy. Chris Christopherson. I led with the big one. That was Chinatown, buddy.
Coming up next.
Wait, do you know Paulie was a Marine, Donnie?
You know who else was one? Captain Kangaroo. You know who else was one? Mr. Rogers.
Hold on.
None of that's true.
You're calling Burt Young a fat drunk, character?
Paulie, the character.
Burt Young. 3-year tour in the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, 32-2 as a boxer. In real life, Burt Young as a boxer.
Well, he really let himself go. There's no doubt about that, Mulsey. He should have done.
Hold on, this gets wilder. In real life, as a pro boxer, 17-0 record under quote 3 aliases. Trained by Cus D'Amato.
He should have done Awaken 180 later in life.
He should have got trained by Mickey Goldmill.
Who dies on the table.
Your car shining.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, we'll see if Jeff backs up the insider reviews when he joins us in 20 minutes, but consensus from practice, Mitch Trubisky at his best day, and Kenny Pickett moved up, worked with the twos, had an off day. There were a couple interceptions. There were some offensive penalties when he was out there. He was experiencing the growing pains and ups and downs of a rookie quarterback learning the NFL game, ramping up to the NFL game. Not all progress from a young player is linear, although it seems like it is with George Pickens. Every day he seems to get better. Pickett a step back while Trubisky takes a step forward. The consensus is the divide between the two has never been bigger, and that backs up what the depth chart says. Trubisky's the one. There is no competition according to the depth chart. He's the quarterback a month from now when the Steelers go into Cincinnati. And Chris, this puts me in a very peculiar situation because it's almost like the quarterback competition for me was almost like what happens in a political primary, that you're from the same party, you're technically playing for the same team, but when the candidates from the party are trying to get the nomination, they take shots at each other.
It gets a little ugly.
And then it gets awkward when the horse you back doesn't win.
Everybody's supposed to close ranks around the horse that does.
You have to go kind of like hat in hand or tail between your legs to the one who did.
I mean, it happened in the last presidential election on the one side that wasn't running the incumbent. So, you had to have somebody say, you know what, now I back him.
Yeah, so I am experiencing that I am experiencing some of that today as reality sets in with Trubisky at camp.
So the political primary thing requires the loser of this to swallow some pride, some ego for what they perceive to be the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic operating principle there. Do you feel able at this time to swallow some pride, some ego for the greater Pittsburgh Steelers good, even if you don't believe that having Trubisky start week one, I will throw that caveat out, serves the greater good?
Right. So I think what I'm going to do, my answer first of all is yes. I think what I'm going to do for now is I'm going to censor myself on Mitch Trubisky criticism.
What?
I am for now going to, I'm not going to go over the top. I'm not going to exaggerate how much I believe in him now. I'm not going to pretend like I think he's some kind of great quarterback or he's somehow going to
win you over mystically, and turn over, yeah, new career leaf and become this second overall pick that he was destined to be.
But I'm not going to just harangue him and point out all of his imperfections and all of those things as long as he is nailed down as the starter. Now, if Tomlin comes to an epiphany and turns it back into a competition, say after Saturday night, He's so impressed by Pickett, and he's so unimpressed by Trubisky, and he says, the depth chart backs it up. He's given Pickett first team reps. Well, then I will take a different approach. But I think for now,
for the greater good,
I want the Steelers to be good this year. I want them to make the playoffs. I want them to win a playoff game. I want to have a fun season. And if the coach is making, in my estimation, a short-sighted decision to not even give Pickett a chance, if I have to, if I have to watch Trubisky, then I might as well, for now, embrace it. Because what else am I going to do, Chris? If I complain about this decision, it's not going to change anything. This is what we've got.
We're stuck with this. This is the hand we've been dealt.
Yes.
Man, this is mature.
How do we make chicken salad out of this, Mulsey?
This is mature.
How do we make lemonade?
This is, despite all the things that you say happen in your marriage, your wife wants to buy a snake, you peed in the sink when you got drunk. It's very obvious here from listening to you for the last 90 seconds or so that you're much more mature than you let on. You are willing to make a compromise. You're not going to be happy about it, but you're not going to complain. How do we make chicken salad out of it? The only way you take it as a Steelers fan who might be like the two of us and really want to see Pickett play and feel that playing this year
is what's best for him.
Well, it's crucial to his development. Yeah, it's crucial to his development, crucial to the team's long-term development with him. I'm going to skip over the whole, like, hey, when a quarterback's on his rookie deal, that's when your best chance is to win a Super Bowl part, because we've gone over that ad infinitum. The best way you can make chicken salad, Pony, is just hope that by hook or crook, whether it's Trubisky great or Trubisky average and whatever, that they're winning games, because you got to root for that, the hypocycloids and the name on the front of the jersey, so to speak.
And I've got to hope now that some of the mobility and his ability to at least find a way to win games
you've got to hope that he is able to escape, like, maybe some pressure that line might give up and make some plays. Like, I don't think there should not be any expectation that Mitch Trubisky will be better than Roethlisberger was last year in terms of aggregate numbers. But I don't think it's unreasonable to hope and maybe assume that you might get some splashier plays. You're going to get some bad stuff, I think. That's why he's Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
But I think you can reasonably hope for some different-looking plays that might free them up to do things they didn't do last year.
Let me ask you guys then, before I fully 100% commit to this ideology for the next month until we get to the first game and Trubisky starts, let me ask you guys if you think this is a treasonous act.
Uh-oh.
Donnie, are you going to the game on Saturday?
Yep.
If Tomlin's making it clear that it's not a competition, am I in the wrong to root for Trubisky to play poorly Saturday and for Pickett to play well to make it a competition?
No. Donnie, do you think he's
like,
in
is
the
that
wrong?
Being
no.
a bad fan? Like, if
no,
you go
I,
to the
I think
game.
That's different, because those games, the final score and the record in the preseason is irrelevant. But if you want to see the best players play or somebody emerge, then...
Like, you're a Pickett guy. You're part of the show. You worked with him last year with us. Well, are you okay going into that game, taking that approach? Wanting Pickett to be the better quarterback? Wanting Pickett to very much outplay Trubisky?
Yes. I'll definitely have a little bit more juice in me whenever Pickett is out there, and if he...
Like, if Trubisky
plays.
Throws an interception on the first play, are you going to be like, what the hell? Or are you going to be like, okay, maybe there's a chance now we can see.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. It's not like I'm not going to cheer for Trubisky. I'll just be a little bit more excited for Pickett.
I mean, I think it's natural.
But I'm not going to, like, stand up and clap, like, if he throws a pick.
Well, here's why the standing up and clapping thing is going to be, a potential major backfire. If he does all those things and Tomlin just proceeds as, like, business as usual, Pony's going to, you know, have a stroke. He's going to be so angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be setting yourself up to get even more pissed off.
Yeah, that's why this is, for me, we're talking about this because as long as Tomlin acts like it's not a competition, It feels pointless.
You're free to hope for the horses to bunch together, though.
Well, no, but I think it's pointless to it might be pointless to root for Trubisky to fail in the preseason and for Pickett to succeed.
Yep.
If the coach doesn't think it's a competition.
Yep.
And right now it seems like that's the only competition is, insiders have pointed out to us, is really Rudolph versus Pickett. So rooting against Rudolph is fine because I want Pickett to at least be the number two guy on the depth chart. Or then it gets more complicated because maybe I actually want to cheer for Rudolph to do well so somebody will trade for his ass. That's the other part of it.
But you've got to be very careful what you wish for. If he does really well and Trubisky stinks, you might end up with starting under center for your Pittsburgh Steelers number two, Mason Rudolph.
I know.
I think Donnie said the truest thing about my whole feeling on this, which is when that game happens Saturday night, I'm going to be way more juiced up whether Trubisky looks great or whether Rudolph looks good. When Pickett gets out there on the field, there's just going to be a palpable anticipation and buzz that finally gets paid off after the somewhat unthinkable. I think you were shocked, right? Genuinely, when they picked him, right? Mm-hmm. You had no idea. Like I thought
they were in love with Malik Willis. I fell for that.
Tomlin disguised his blitz very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a palpable buzz and payoff there, I think, that does not exist with the other two guys because that's the other thing. To other varying degrees, like, Rudolph's a retread that we've already seen in this uniform, and Trubisky is only new in the sense that he hasn't put on a Steelers jersey yet in a real game. He's a retread, too.
Well, that's why I actually did openly root for Dwayne Haskins to succeed and for Rudolph to fail in the preseason last year, because with Haskins being a former first-round pick, I wanted him to move to bypass Rudolph on the roster so he could get opportunities with better players in the preseason. And that happened mm-hmm. for three games, and then Tomlin still didn't give mm-hmm. Haskins the chance. So
I think he's pretty – that is one thing. Now, granted, it's a former first-round pick who isn't your draft pick, and you definitely feel more
loyalty.
But Tomlin
took a liking to Haskins.
He did,
and
taking a liking in a reclamation project sense is still different than drafting a guy because there's a whole different kind of work that goes in there. I think Mike Tomlin is pretty set in how he likes to do things mentally with that kind of thing, even if this is the first chance for him to work out a first rounder that he picked at the position and see what he can do.
Well,
I'm impressed though. Like 3.5 hours ago, you know, you were angry, you were combative. I invited you, you know, kindly into the old therapist couch here, and you were ranting and raving. And you've really smoothed those rough edges in the last 3 hours. I'm proud of you, man. I feel like the elder statesman here because though I don't act like it, I am technically the oldest man on the show.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the adult mature thing for me to do is right now to at least lay off Trubisky and not rip him. If he's our guy for this season, give him the benefit of the doubt for now.
Learn from my mistakes, because who did I never give the benefit of the doubt to?
Starkey?
At quarterback in this town. And maybe I should have, Pony, in terms of on the field. Maybe I should have given him more benefit of the doubt for what he was doing with all those fourth quarter comebacks. You learned. I crawled so you could walk.
Donnie, are you going with your girlfriend to the game? Is this going to be the first Steelers game for you two?
We are, yeah.
Wait, are there preseason tailgates?
There actually will be one.
Oh, man.
Is she taking her friends and combining them with yours for one big,
the
giant
mega gate?
So I don't think many of the nasty boys are available, but she has friends that said they're all into tailgate.
Now, whose car is usually the tailgate epicenter? Like, who provides the car for your typical tailgates? Like, the big truck?
It's usually Big Chase. It's usually the big man.
So, with one of the nasty boys, with the nasty boys not showing up, it looks like, what do you do then?
Well, so this will mainly be
her tailgate.
Her friends. I mean,
you're
she's
playing a road game.
And
you're at Acrisure Stadium, but you're still playing a road game.
But you passed the test at the Pirates game with all her friends, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some to meet.
Yeah, you didn't even bring that up with us, which made me think it either went really well or really poorly.
Oh, no, it went well. But we have already talked about once it gets to the regular season, because I guess with how her friend, like she has like a couple that is the crew that like sets up all the tailgates in the regular season. But I guess they live maybe more towards the middle of the state, or maybe like around Philly, so they don't come back for every game. And we have already talked about having our allegiances to our tailgates in the regular season. So she wants to
keep going to hers. You want to keep going to yours.
Yeah, we are in our spots for the regular season. And whenever her crew doesn't have one set up,
she'll come to yours.
Yes.
That's a good compromise. Are you going to sit with her at games, or are you going to stay in your seats and she's going to stay in hers?
We're going to a couple of games together, but not all of them.
Man, this is a relationship.
This is a dry run, though, on Saturday.
It's a potential great American love story built around tailgating. I mean, this is incredible. Built around gravel lots and Frankfurters.
If it works out, they should get married in one.
Can you imagine just Donnie and Sarah standing on gravel while the Crown Royal guy passes out shots
while the siren goes off? Will you take it?
In sickness and in health.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.